Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. April the 1st is April Fool's Day. It's also known as All Fool's Day. It is believed to have been first celebrated in 1582, when the Treaty of Ghent mandated that the change from the Julian to the Gregorian calendar, thus making January the 1st the first day of the year. People were slow to get the news, and those who continued to celebrate during the last week of March until April 1st were often the butt of jokes. April Fool's Day spread throughout Britain in the 1800s, and the tradition became a two-day affair in which people were sent on phony errands and had messages written on their buttocks, such as kick me, or having fake tails attached. In modern times, TV shows and newspapers have gone to great lengths in promulgating hoaxes. Taco Bell once reported that they had purchased the Liberty Bell and were renaming it the Taco Liberty Bell, and Burger King advertised left-handed Whoppers, not unlike the legendary left-handed smoke shifter that yours truly believed in Boy Scout camp. This year, especially, April Fool's Day with some lighthearted humor will come in really handy during this trying time. Our theme music this week comes from Joel Mabus and his recording Thumb Thump. We heard Struttin' to Tootsies. Thumb Thump is on Fossil Records. We'll open the program with Doc and Merle Watson and their classic Travelin' Man from Ballads from Deep Gap on Vanguard Records. Be careful out there. It's April Fool's season on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Folks, let me tell you about a man I know. His home is down to Tennessee. He made his living stealing chickens and everything else he could see. One day the sheriff got behind that boy and they made him take to the road. Ain't never been a passenger train that runs so fast that Joe couldn't get on board. Traveling man, yes, he must have been a traveling man. Traveling, a rambling man, he was the swiftest in the land. Gambling, a rambling Joe, they knowed him in every town. He wouldn't stay put, no, he wouldn't give up. Handle bet he never settled down. Sent that feller to the spring one day for to fetch a pail of water. The distance from the spring to the house, it was 16 miles and a quarter. He got the bucket of water all right, but stumped his hoe and he fell down. He run to the house and he grabbed another bucket, caught the water before it hit the ground. Traveling man, yes, he must have been a traveling man. Traveling, a rambling man, he was the swiftest in the land. Gambling, a rambling Joe, they knowed him in every town.
wouldn't stay put, no, he wouldn't give up, and I'll bet he never settled down. Well, he hoboed the great Titanic, thought he'd try out the ocean blue. And when he seen that old iceberg a-coming right off of that boat, he flew. The rest of them passengers a-hollered and laughed, said, look at what a great big fool. But while that old boat was a-sinking, Joe was shooting crap in Liverpool. Finally called poor old Joe. They sentenced him to hang one day. The solemn old judge looked at Joe and said, have you got anything to say? Joe looked at the judge and the jury. He said, bow down your head in prayer. He crossed up his legs and then he winked one eye and went sailing off through the air. Now ain't that faith? Traveling man. Yes, he must have been a traveling man. Traveling, a rambling man, he was the swiftest in the land. Gambling, a rambling Joe, they knowed him in every town. He wouldn't stay put, no, he wouldn't give up, and I'll bet he never settled down.
She's left me and she's gone away. Well, we had some misfortune, so she and I parted. I'll tell you what happened to her the other day. Now women are weak. I'll tell this an old song. Now women are weak. They should mind their possessions. I think now with grief, mad me it will send. For she's gone away with some German musician who goes around crying pianos to mend. Fol-de-rol, 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 laddie, all sorts of musical things he could play. There's many a good tune played on an old fiddle, and this to my wife the old German did say. Well, it happened one day that this German musician, he come through our streets crying pianos to mend. My wife's piano being out of condition, straightway the wife for the old German did send. Well, he knocked on the door and he said most politely, I think, ma'am, it's here that you're needing repairs. Please, ma'am, I've called to mend your piano. All right, so my wife, won't you please come upstairs? Well, she took him upstairs and showed him her piano, at which the old German seemed greatly amused. And when he had seen it, he said to my Hannah, I think, ma'am, your music's not very much used. Well, he touched it, he handled it, both over and under, sharp as a needle and light as a cork. With all sorts of tunes, he pulled it asunder and rattled away with his old tuning fork. Fol-de-rol, 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 laddie, all sorts of musical things he could play. There's a many a good tune played on an old fiddle, and this to my wife the old German did say. Well, now when I come home, me wife told me the story, said the old German had been there all day. He tried very hard to mend her piano, but do what she could, he'd not take any pay. Now I thought it was strange when she told me the story, said the old German was ever so kind. But could you believe that this old German sausage, before going away, left his trademark behind? Well, I swore and I tore at me darling wife Hannah, with grief and with rage, I'm sure no one could tell. I told her to whop it and take her piano, and likewise to take the old German as well. So, come all young married men, don't you take too much spooning, for all women want is to handle your pelf. If ever your wife's piano needs tuning, just take me advice, boys, and tune it yourself.
number of years ago, I had the great opportunity to see Cindy Callett and Gray Larson in concert, and they played that tune called Playing with a Full Deck. Gray wrote it for Cindy on her 52nd birthday in hopes that he could write a tune in four measures with 13 beats to each measure. Turned out to have a couple of them, ended up being a little bit longer than 13 beats, but it's quite a tune to watch them play together as they try to stay on the same track. Playing with a Full Deck from Cindy Callett and Gray Larson and their recording Cross the Water. And before that, John Roberts and Tony Burrand and a story all about the German Musicianer from their recording Live at Holstein's on Golden Hind Records, recorded back in 1982. And before that, we heard Cindy Mangson and Ann Hills along with the Volo Bogtrotters and Bill Morgan and his gal from their recording Never Grow Old on Flying Fish Records. And we let off that set with Doc and Merle Watson and Travelin' Man from Ballads from Deep Gap on Vanguard Records from back in 1967. Well, we're going to lead off this next set with a song I play frequently during the fundraisers on our local NPR station where I have a program. Here's Steve James and a song called Folk Radio on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Good time last Friday night. Stayed up till half past four. I had a good time last Friday night. Stayed up till half past four. I woke up late on Saturday morning. I turned on folk radio. Such a soft voice. You can't tell folk radio. DJ has such a soft voice. While all the other DJs yell and scream and make a lot of noise. Bluegrass and Irish music, country blues and Cajun band. You hear bluegrass and Irish music, country blues and Cajun band. Singers who write lyrics this poor boy can't understand. Now these folk singers come to my town. They drive tiny fuel-efficient cars. The folk singers come to my town driving tiny fuel-efficient cars. They got stickers on their bumpers, peak limiters on their guitars. That's all right, folk singers sing on. That's all right, folk singers sing on. I sing at 1 o'clock, the sunrise, that's 5th 15 verses long. Folk singers live up in the mountains. I'm down here in the low down low. Ah, folk singers live in the mountains. I'm down here in the low down low. I get up early Saturday morning to turn on folk radio. I get up Saturday morning, I turn on folk radio.
Tons of food allergies, can't eat nothing but sticks and leaves, hives and gas and swollen hands. Who's real crabby? Yes, I am. The doctor came to say, yeah, you cannot eat this stuff. You'd best stay away from all those foods you love. Gluten-free diet. Throw away the bread and the beer. Gluten-free diet. Nothing left to eat. A gluten-free pizza then, put it in the oven 410, try it yourself and you'll understand, serving size feeds one trash can. Oh, got me some rice cakes, suggested by some clown. They crumbled into flakes as I try to choke them down. Gluten-free diet, it's as much fun as you hear. Gluten-free diet, watch your social life.
Hey, wanna go get a sandwich?
I'm on a gluten-free diet.
Let's work through lunch and order some pizzas.
I'm on a gluten-free diet.
Surprise!
We got you a birthday cake.
I'm on a gluten-free diet.
No Italian.
On the toilet with a bowl of quinoa.
I'm on a gluten-free diet. Think I'm about ready to slap somebody.
We when I first met you, baby, you fed me all chicken and wine. It was steak and potatoes and lobster, and babe, I sure felt fine. But now all you give me is seaweed and alfalfa sprouts and sunflower seeds, and I got my doubts. Babe, you left me here with the chicken cordon blues. My stomach's so empty and all I got is food for thought. And I've been sitting here thinking about the 20 pounds of groceries we bought. We bought 10 pounds of brown rice and 5 more of beans and 5 pounds of granola, and you know what that means. I'm just a regular fella with the chicken cordon blues. Now I want you to play me them fat licks. Take no more. You know, this stuff is so weird that the cockroaches move next door. Babe, can you see that old dog? He's out in the street. He's got a big smile on his face because they let him eat meat. And babe, I got the lemon and the chicken cordon bleu. Babe, I'm going down to the bakery, and I'm gonna find me a jelly roll and some cannoli, some French pastry, a chocolate eclair don't sound too bad. How about some lasagna? You know, fat is where it's at.
One, two, three, go.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2014. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Joel Mabus and his recording Thumb Thump, and his playing always makes me laugh. That was a tune called Red Dog Rag, one of his. That's on Fossil Records. And before that, Steve Goodman and a wonderful tune about food, Chicken Cordon Blues, from those recordings he made for Buddha very early in his career, Steve Goodman. And before that, a brand new recording from Carla Ulbrich and a tune called Gluten-Free Diet. I've never had to do that, but I don't envy anyone who does. That's from the recording The Loud album from Romantic Devil Records from Carla Ulbrich. And we let off that set with Steve James from Short Blue Stories and Folk Radio. That's on Hobemian Records. Well, we are celebrating April Fool's Day this week with some lighthearted tunes. Here's a song written by Adam McNaughton, sung by Michael Cooney, and it's all about Hamlet on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
There was this king nodding in his garden all alone when his brother in his ear poured a little bit of henbane, stole his brother's crown and his money and his widow, but the dead king walked and got his son and said, "Hey, listen, kiddo, I've been killed, and it's your duty to take revenge on Claudius. Kill him quick and clean, then show the nation what a fraud he is." The kid says, "Right, I'll do it, but I'll need to play it crafty so that no one will suspect me. I'll kid on that I'm a dafty." So, for all except Horatio, and he trusts him as a friend, Hamlet, that's the boy, he kids on, he's round the bend, and because he's not yet willing for obligatory killing, he tries to make his uncle think he's tuppence off the shilling. He takes a rise out of Polonius, treats poor Ophelia vile, he tells Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Denmark's bloody bile, then a troop of traveling actors like 784 arrive to do a special one-night gig in Elsinore. Hamlet, Hamlet, acting barmy. Hamlet, Hamlet, loves his mommy. Hamlet, Hamlet, hesitating. He wonders if the ghost's a fake, and that is why he's waiting. So Hamlet wrote a scene for the players to enact, so Horatio and him could watch to see if Claudius cracked. The play was called The Mousetrap, not the one that's running now. And sure enough, the king walked out before the scene was through. So Hamlet's got the proof that Claudius gave his dad the dose, the only trouble being now that Claudius knows he knows. So while Hamlet tells his mother her new husband's not a fit man, Uncle Claude takes out a contract with the English king as hitman. So when Hamlet killed Polonius, the concealed corpus delicti was the king's excuse to send him for an English hempen necktie with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern to make sure that he got there. But Hamlet jumped the boat and put the finger straight on that pair. And when Laertes heard his dad's killed in the bedroom of the heiress, he came racing back to Elsinore, toot sweet Hotfoot from Paris, and Ophelia with her dad killed by the man she wished to marry. After saying it with flowers, she committed Harry Carey. Hamlet, Hamlet, no messin'. Hamlet, Hamlet, learned his lesson. Hamlet, Hamlet, Yorick's crust convinced him all men, good or bad, at last must come to dust. Then Laertes lost his cool. He was demanding retribution. The king says, "Keep your head, and I'll provide you a solution." So he arranged a sword fight for the interested parties, with a blunted sword for Hamlet and a sharp sword for Laertes. And to make double sure the old belt and braces line, he fixed up a poison sword tip and a poison cup of wine. The poison sword got Hamlet, but Laertes went and muffed it, because he got stabbed himself, and he confessed before he snuffed it. Then Hamlet's mummy drank the wine, and as her face turned blue, Hamlet said, "I think this king's a baddie through and through. Well, incestuous, murderous, damned Dane," he said to be precise, then made up for hesitating once by killing Claudius twice, because he stabbed him with the sword and forced the wine between his lips, and then he said, "The rest is silence," and he cashed in all his chips. They fired a volley over him that shook the topmost rafter. Then Fort and Brass, knee-deep in Danes, lived happy ever after. Hamlet, Hamlet, end of story. Hamlet, Hamlet, very gory. Hamlet, Hamlet, I'm on my way. And if you thought that was confusing, you should read the bloody play.
Grocery store, I am for Don't wanna be here anymore. Has anybody seen my mom? Frozen peas and cheddar cheese. Oh, mommy, 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 please. Has anybody seen my mom? Now when you step into aisle two, it's covered in jam. We're at a loss for applesauce. You don't know how sorry I am. Oh, frozen peas and cheddar cheese. Oh, mommy, 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 please. Has anybody seen my mom? Someone tall, just anyone won't do at all. Has anybody seen my? See, I'm just a small fry. Anybody seen my mom?
It's winter here in the mountains, and the snow begins to drift. The hairs in your nose constantly froze, so they whistle whenever you sniff. One winter here in the North Woods, my granddad told me to learn this. Push your house down the road or have it towed. That's how you jumpstart a furnace. Blow, blow Adirondack wind. Blowy winter winds blow. The temperature drops and the wind never stops. Blow Adirondack winds blow. Blow Adirondack winds blow. Oh, how I love these mountains when the north wind begins to blow. At 90 miles an hour, and you just lost power, but it's only 40 below. I used up all of my firewood, burned up some tables and boards, then tossed in my banjo, chopped up the piano, but it only gave me two chords. Blow, blow Adirondack winds, blowy winter winds blow. The temperature drops and the wind never stops. Blow Adirondack winds blow. Blow Adirondack winds blow.
Here it gets tender. I offered my darling a diamond, but her answer froze in midair. So it wasn't until May that I heard her say she'd rather have long underwear. Weather around here can be wicked, but I guess I'll be sticking around. You might not believe it, no, we'd never leave it. We're frozen here, stuck to the ground. Blow, blow Adirondack winds, blow ye winter winds blow. The temperature drops and the wind never stops. Blow Adirondack winds blow, blow Adirondack winds blow.
I have had a dream last night. It turned me ghostly white. I dreamt that hens and roosters grew on trees. I dreamt I owned a great big ranch, and on every hen tree branch, the eggs was just as thick as bumblebees. I sat down in the yard and shook one tree right hard, and about 100 fowls come tumbling down. Just as soon as they had died, I had them quickly fried, with the gravy oozing out all nice and brown. It was under the chicken tree, under the big fricassee, the eggs was dropping from every blossom. I lost all my taste for the meat they call possum. Cows, hogs, every little thing looked like feather chicken and wings. Eggs was dropping, wings was flopping under the chicken tree. Big fricassee, eggs was dropping from every blossom. I lost all my taste for the meat they call the possum. Cows, hogs, every little thing looked like feather chicken and wings. Eggs was dropping, wings was flopping under the chicken tree.
Took a walk.
He was walking up and down Broadway.
I was looking.
Had an eye out for a swell cafe.
I was hungry.
He was sounding for a bite to munch.
I found a spot.
He took a table at the merchant's lunch.
Oh, the merchant's lunch. It was an ocean of gloom.
It looked like
half past midnight in the afternoon.
Down by the bar.
The red-faced manager was pouring suds.
For the boys.
Railways, cowboys, and their goodwill does.
And the girls. Gum.
Sweaty combat at the wizard machine.
But the queen of them all, looking big as a fort,
was Broadway Brenda and her derelict cart. I ordered the blue plate special and peered out through the room to see what class of citizens inhabited this gloom. And the hapless visages I saw were innocent of cheer, though mirthless laughter filled the air, inspired by wine and beer. Helpless accidents of fortune's careless aim,
Broadway Brenda rose upon her queen size 6 foot frame. I turned away to shun her eyes, but I knew it was too late when a hand fell on my shoulder as my gaze fell on my plate. I looked her up and over,
and she did the same to me.
Her teeth were green,
as green as garden bees.
She shaped her hair
with dishpan fingertips.
An earthquake of excitement
shook her crack a toe and hips. Her hands went to her bosom, a hush fell on the crew.
And Baker of Brenda lay exposed to view.
These fevered words she whispered
as he gazed upon the scene.
It's the custom here at Merchant's Lunch
to entertain the queen.
I grabbed my hat,
and in an instant he was on his feet.
I was sober as a judge
down at the county seat. He kept his diesel up to 80, went past Baton Rouge,
made it back to Beaumont for the evening news.
He owns a white load rig,
I pay thousands in tax,
he's gonna keep it in Texas.
I ain't leaving for snacks,
he's a driving fool.
The interstate belongs to me, but I'm never going back
into the state of Tennessee. Oh, the Merchant's Lunch, it was an ocean of gloom.
It looked like half past midnight in the afternoon.
One, two, one. Hey, come on. One, two. I didn't do this to your song. One, two. Yeah, one, two. Shirt. Bob's got the two-toed shoes. Bob's got those great big balloony-looking pants.
Mia got the blues.
She's gone.
Bob's gone with her gone.
Bob's gone with her gone. And Bob's gone with her gone. And she ain't coming back.
Gone.
Bob's gone with her gone.
Bob's gone with her gone.
And Bob's gone with her gone. And she ain't coming back. Mandolin. Dance all around, drive all over this town.
She's gone,
Bob's gone with her, gone.
Bob's gone with her,
gone. Bob's gone with her, gone. And she ain't coming back.
She's gone,
Bob's gone with her, gone.
Bob's gone with her, gone.
And Bob's gone with her, gone. And she ain't coming back. Banjo. Sir, I tried to hold her hand, but oh, what a fool I must have been. Bob's come around again.
She's gone.
Bob's gone with her, gone.
Bob's gone with her, gone.
And Bob's gone with her, gone. And she ain't coming back.
Gone.
Bob's gone with her, gone.
Bob's gone with her, gone.
And Bob's gone with her, gone. And she ain't coming back. Everybody, if only I could go.
gentlemen. Yeah. That is coming through.
Oh. Right. Oh, well. We need all the applause we can get. All right.
Please hold your applause till later.
Just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 19 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day in an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years, and our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. Keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, the speed of light, you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember, when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, because there's precious little down here on Earth. Pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, because there's bugger all down here on Earth.
From Monty Python and the Meaning of Life, the Galaxy Song, written by Eric Idle. And we heard Jane Voss and Hoyle Osborne from their recording Beyond the Boundaries, and that's on their own record label called Ripple Records. And before that, we heard from the John Hartford String Band, a tune that John wrote that they had intended to record with him, but it never got to that point. She's Gone and Bob's Gone With Her, all about Bob Carlin. That's from Memories of John, from the John Hartford String Band, and that's on Compass Records. And before that, the Red Clay Ramblers, Merchant's Lunch, from It Ain't Right on Flying Fish Records. And before that, we heard Under the Chicken Tree from Jeff Muldaur and the Texas Sheiks. And their recording is called Texas Sheiks. That's on Sheffa Records. And before that, from a brand new recording from Dan Berggren, recorded live in concert at Cafe Lena, we heard Blow Adirondack Wind. That's on Sleeping Giant Records. And before that, Rachel Mankey and a parody, Has Anybody Seen My Mom, from her recording Other Duties as Assigned. And we let off that set with Michael Cooney and Hamlet from Together Again. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed this program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. And be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands and keep your distance so you can join me next week for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2014.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it.